Would you then say that this culture exists anywhere in the world?
Yes.
Where would you say? Where
yes, it is struggling to survive.
Islamic culture itself.
There is not 100%, but there are percentage-wise the struggling exclusively in the after the revolution of Islamic Republic of Iran to bring as Islam as a system, as a culture of life, not as a only theoretical thinking only. No, it has to be practical thinking. So we have to have that, draw the line, and don't mix that. Yes, I can live in Canada. I learned what is good from here. I should not give it away from my culture. Inshallah, we're going to learn that in the future also. Any questions? It's about this good question. Any questions? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You have samawati wa ma fil ard. Each and every atom of the universe is praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course. مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَأَنْ يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَصْبِيحَهُمْ. Each and every atom of this universe is praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked Allama Tabatabai, do you hear the tasbih? He said, sometimes it's so loud I cannot sleep. So that means consciousness has to be very, very open in order to have listened to the tasbih of the universe. We have to have taqwa is, which is also flowing, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is flowing each and every atom of this universe. I am part of this universe. If I want to exist and I want to enjoy, if I want to have a productive life, I'll give an example. For example, Khanai Kaaba. And how many of you have gone to Hajj? Can you raise your hands? Or Umrah? MashaAllah. Majority of, if you don't know, if those who have not gone, I pray for them, inshallah, this goes very soon. May Allah give. If you go Khanai Kaaba, around the Khanai Kaaba, they are going anti-clockwise. If you want to join the stream, like yielding yourself in the highway, you have to, if you want to start your tawaf from the Hajar al-Aswad, you have to start a little bit earlier to go slowly to emerge them. It's a beautiful example, like in a traffic, if you go emerge yourself according to the speed of the traffic, you have to emerge. And you have to emerge in the same flow of the traffic. If you go opposite, you cannot move. Likewise, in the tawaf of Khanai Kaaba, if you go opposite, you cannot, for 1 second, you cannot go one step. Likewise, this universe is turning. If I want to be a part of this universe, I have to go in the flow of the universe. I cannot go against. This is the theory, this is the philosophy of Islam. And this is the only one way we can safeguard our religion. This first day, second session. Yeah. Yeah, who is this person? Do we know? Why is going? Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. The one who knows the self, knows his Lord. Very difficult task. We don't know who we are. Maulana Imami says, atazamu anta jirmun saghiru fikan tawa alamun akbaru. Do you think you are a small germ? No, within you, there is a larger universe. There is a bigger universe. That means this galaxies, billions of galaxies are small. You are bigger. But unfortunately, I made myself lower. Is it possible to know this being? Is it possible? Yes, it is. When we want to know about what is the reality of this being? Only flesh, eyes and ears? Nothing else? Only desire? Only me? Nothing else? What is this? Let's try to understand this being. Yeah. It's a very beautiful example. Confused. Like if you go to a new city or a new country, at the airport, You're confused. Human being is confused in this world. So, stay here. You have to cross the... This road, while he's crossing, he's looking right, left, cross or going. Once the father's hand there, he's so peaceful, he never bothered what's happening. Likewise, in this busy life, if our hand is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're never going to be confused. The moment we leave, still we are in confusion. So we are confused, we don't know where to go. Quran gives clear guidance about this mysterious man, mysterious person. I should not say man. There are women also here. Mysterious person. Islam is not a gender religion. It's Islam. Ar-Rahman khalaqal insan. Rahman, he created human being. Who is this person? Quran says, Khalifatullah. He is a wise gerent on earth. La ilaha illallah. The greatest response. Again. This being a wise gerent on earth. Human being is not something we are, son of so one, daughter of so one. No, he is a wise gerent. He is a khalifa on earth. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. You are a khalif, you are a wise gerent. This is the only being who has the ability to join in the ocean of Tawheed. We are discussing Shabbat Jumma nowadays. What is the fruits of Ibadat? One of the fruits of Ibadat is I being an unworthy person can join in Tawheed, become worthy. This atom, this universe has no ability to join in Tawheed. I do have that ability to join in Tawheed. So if husband and wife, if they realize this fact, problem and uphill battle of this world is nothing. But because their goal is, they want to join in Tawheed. Religion guides all aspects of our life. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَا خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ سُورَةُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ آيَةٌ from 12 to 16. Surah Al-Mu'minin, 23rd chapter of the Quran, ayat from 12 to 16. It is the resolving the problem of mystery of humanity. Who is this person? From where he started his journey? Look at this journey. Made him of a sperm in a firm resting place. Then we made the sperm into a clot, then we made the clot into a lump of flesh. Then we made in the lump of flesh bones, then we clothed the bones with the flesh. Thereafter we caused it to grow into another creation. So blessed be Allah, the best of creators. Then verily, after that you shall die. Then verily, on the day of judgment, you shall be raised up. His journey where he started? Look at this beauty. His journey started from earth, then vegetation, then sperm, then cloth, then lump of flesh, then bone, and bone with flesh, then another creation. What is another creation? Look at here. Muslim, mu'min, muttaqi, mukhlis, sabiq, shaheed. He evolves himself. He joins in Tawheed. There is a very beautiful hadith I recite for you from Hadith al-Qudsi. It says, مَنْ طَلَبَنِي فَقَدْ وَجَدَنِي وَمَنْ وَجَدَنِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّهُ وَمَنْ عَشَقَنِي فَقَدْ عَشَقْتُهُ وَمَنْ عَشَقْتُهُ فَقَتَلْتُهُ عَلَى سَبِيلِي وَمَنْ قَتَلْتُهُ فَمَنْ هُوَ دِيَتُهُ أَنَا هُوَ دِيَتُهُ. Allahu Akbar. The one who seeks me, who finds me. The one who finds me, he loves me. The one who loves me, he is passionate with me. And then once he gets passionate with me, then I kill him on my path. Once I kill him on path, who is going to give him the reward? none but me. That means he joins with me. So human being has that ability to join in the ocean of Tawheed. None. I'll give an example. A drop, if you put a drop of water here, what happens? Within a second it has gone. It evaporates within a second. We don't know it has gone. But if we put on the ocean, it will remain forever. Likewise, we are the drop compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we put for America, for Canada, for fashion, for lipstick, for suit, for this, listen, every day finished. If you put on the ocean, it will remain forever. Shahadat, that's why we call Shaheed, the one who witnessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the reality. In Arabic, I have done the same thing if that was in English. Turabi, Nabati, Nutfa, Alaqa, Mudaga, Adam al-Ahwan, Khalqan Aqart, Muslimin, Mu'minin, Muttaqin, Mukhlasin, Sabiqin, and Shaheed, Fanafillah. This is the journey of human being who reaches to that point. And Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. On the day of Ashura, he says so beautifully, La ilaha illallah. To reach to that point, I don't know what we should do. Taraktul khalqa turran fi hawak. I left everything only to see you. Taraktul khalqa turran, my wealth, my children, my family, my everything. Everything I left behind. تَرَكْتُ الْخَلْقَ تُرًّا فِي هَوَاك. In love with you, I left everything. وَأَيْتَمْتُ الْعَيَالِ لِكَيْ أَرَاك. I made my children to go often, made them often, in order to see you. My desire is to meet you. And thus Allah says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. For everyone, the angel of death comes for Imam Hussain. Allah direct says, no, angel of death, get out of here, me and my Hussain. You come direct to me. Why he has attained that? Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, Surah Al-Baqarah. إن عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملناها وأشفقن منها فحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفظة. So also very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made human being as a wife there, and then Allah says, we have given the trust to the universe. Universe said, we don't want to take this. The trust which has been rejected by hell, by universe, human being said, I want to take this. What is that trust? What is the trust which human being has? The Mufassirin, they struggle to understand that. One of the answer is the choice. These galaxies have, they don't have any choice. Any choice. But we do have choice. What to take, what to not. Because of this freedom, we abuse the freedom. We not follow the path which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us. The first ayat is from Baqarah, ayat number 30. Second ayat is from Ahzab, 33 surah, chapter 33, ayat number 72. The third ayat is 16th chapter and ayat number 72. This is a warning. Ya ayyuhan nas in kuntum fi raibin min al-ba'th fa inna khalaqnakum min turabin thumma min nutfatin thumma min alaqatin thumma min mudghatin mukhallaqatin ghayra mukhallaqatin litubayyana lakum wa nuqirru fil arham ma nasha ila ajalin musamma thumma nukhrijukum tiflan thumma litablughu ashuddakum wa minkum man yatawaffa minkum man yuraddu ila ardi al-umr likay la ya'lama min ba'di ilmin shay'a wa tara al-ardha hamidatan fa idha anzalna 'alayha al-ma'a ihtaz وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج. In order that you reach maturity, and of you is he who dies, and of you is who is brought back to the feeblest old age, so that after knowing he knows not anything. Now Quran gives example. Don't ever think when you bury a person he's died. No, look at that. Look at the example. You behold the earth all dried. For example, winter, everything is dry, nothing is there. Once the summer comes, the warm air comes, all flower, vegetation are growing. Allah says, we will going to give you same life. Every year you see the death and life, likewise we are going to take you from earth. You behold the earth all dried, but when we send down rain upon it, it destroys itself, swells and brings forth every kind of attractive vegetation. That is the example is telling you there is life after the death. Ayah, Surah number 22, Ayah number 5. This universe in philosophy has been divided into three parts. One is called Jamad, inanimate objects. Second is Nabat, vegetation. Third is Hayvan. All of us we know. Where are human beings? What happened to human being? Plus? Hayvan, Hayvan. If we don't become insan, we become Hayvan. Yeah. No, no. Yeah. Hayvan, from Hayvan is human being. Why he is human being? Because he has a responsibility. Although each and every atom are responsible, but we have choice in our responsibility. Yeah, responsibility also divided into two, individual responsibility and another is social responsibility. I hope you look at these responsibilities very carefully. Responsibility, individual and social. Individual responsibility, for me, I have responsible about two